Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State, brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries and the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong, about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ. And it's about not ending in prayer, but moving to action. The Gospel of the Kingdom, Ephesians 2, 19 through 22. So then we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling or habitation of God in the Spirit. The greatest harvest in history. We are right on the cusp of it. And God has put us right here in this time. We here on Patriot Radio have been talking a long time about everything that is unfolding. Literally over 10 years we've been on talking about this. Everything unfolding right before our eyes right now. We have an opportunity like never before in history to see the advance of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. There are so many things happening right now. I'm going to go through a few of them here in the intelligence brief here in a second. But there are so many things happening right now that are encouraging, that are tremendous, but it's not going to come without a trial by fire. And this idea that we're just going to skate through without any sort of trial is somewhat uniquely American. It's just not the way the rest of the world works, and it really isn't the way the church has worked for 2,000 years. We all go through a trial by fire. So if you're experiencing in your family right now ramped up attacks, you're feeling your relationship is a little bit strained right now, if you're feeling the ramp up of that anxiety inside of you, if you're feeling like your joy has been robbed, that's all coming from the enemy. What we can do right now is start declaring over our families God's truth and his word. For example, our families will be whole. Our families will be blessed. Our families will be in abundance according to his standard, not ours. We will be full of joy. We will have a peace that surpasses all understanding. And we will overflow with his love. As I talked about on Sunday, we really don't know what love is. Means anymore. The world tries to say it's some kind of a feeling that we have to feel right. And if we don't feel right, love must not be involved. When that's not what love is at all. Now, love does address a component of feeling. Now, our humanity, we are made up of spirit, soul, and body. And then we also have our social interactions, primarily composed of our relationships and our finances. And the scripture is very clear on this. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your spirit, all of your soul, all of your strength, your body. And love your neighbor, that's the personal relationship part of it, as yourself. And give to Caesar what's Caesar and to God what is God. And where your treasure is, your heart is also. So, all of humanity, our humanity is addressed through love. So yes, there's a component of feelings because our soul is made up of our emotions, our will, our identity, and our mind. Now, quite often when we think about soul, we focus on our mind, maybe our will, very rarely our emotions, but then we just kind of emotions is just kind of something we, that's just part of us. It's part of our soul, but we really don't ever talk about identity being part of our soul either. And love addresses all of it. Love addresses the emotion, the feelings part of it, but it also addresses the mind that even if we don't feel like it, we need to take actions that exhibit love. Sometimes that is standing up and defending people against evil. Sometimes it is stopping evil in its tracks. Law enforcement, military understand this idea. Sometimes evil has to be stopped by a gun. It just has to be. There's no other way to do it. In fact, every school shooting stopped with good guys with guns. These shootings that have happened where there aren't any guns, then you see the bad guy get away and a manhunt ensues, but still good guys with guns end up tracking the person down. Wouldn't it be better just to stop it to begin with? So actions from our mind, this is our mind part. We reason. There's an action that results and flows out of that that exhibits love. Our will, our choices we make. Love is also a choice. We have to choose to love people, even if we go through hard times with them, even if they aren't nice to us. And as I said on Sunday, sometimes in our culture, we have a throwaway mentality, but a vow does not expire just because your feelings got hurt. There is a sense of choice. Like, I choose to follow the Lord in righteousness. Things get tough. You start getting persecuted. People start calling you names. They start lying about you like the legacy media does almost constantly now in their propaganda machine. You hear these things and you have a choice. You can choose to go the easy route, or you can choose to continue to follow the Lord in righteousness. And really, our country is at a point of choosing. The curse of Roe v. Wade has been lifted off. But each state now has to make a choice. And God's judgment is a science. It's going to follow in after evil choices. We have a choice to make right now. And that choice, our will, that exhibition of love is, do we love the most innocent in the womb more than our convenience? That's really what it is. And there's so many people have been trying to justify abortion. You know, unwanted, every child is a blessing. That's what scripture says. I believe it. Why would you not want to love the most innocent in the womb? Now, what they say is love is killing it. Well, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Love doesn't do that. Love also is exhibited through our identity, becoming like him. God is love. 1 John 4, you can read it. It's actually in there twice. God is love. We want to become more like him. God is holy, and we want to become more like him. We don't want to just focus on one aspect of God, but he is holy. We want to become more like him. But for the sake of talking about love, that's agape love, sacrificial love, that we're willing to lay down our lives for those around us out of love, just like Jesus laid down his life for each one of us. And that's why Independence Day yesterday is so special to me, because we know and we honor those who paid a price so that we could live free, just like Jesus paid a price so we could live eternally free. Blood is the price of freedom. We honor that, not by just going and doing barbecues, but we actually honor the sacrifices by keeping America free. And so I'm going to talk about some jurisdictions in America that had a different take on this because they hate America so much. And they're literally consumed with hate. When Antifa is marching, you can see the hate. You can hear it in their voices. Those marching on the Capitol after Roe versus Wade, the way they talk about Justice Clarence Thomas, you can hear and see the hate. And many Americans now are understanding that that is what the left is founded on. That is what socialism and communism is founded on, hate and envy. And their number one targets are Christians, because Christians stand for love. But Christians, true Christians, will never back down and will always stop evil in its tracks when it comes to try to kill our friends and our neighbors. And we're willing to sacrifice our lives so that our friends and our family can remain free. In fact, we bless God by keeping America free. And that brings me now to your daily intelligence brief on the international front, coming to us from Deb Kefauver. Hostile Russian-U.S. incidents erupt in East Syria after key Russian general transferred from Ukraine. So they moved after repositioning strategically forces from Syria to Ukraine. Now they have moved a general from Ukraine down to East Syria. And there is a, there's actually a line, a clearance line, where the U.S. could talk to the Russians to make sure that there are no incidents where U.S. forces engage Russian forces. But on June 18th, two Russian Su-35 warplanes and a Su-24 bombed Al-Tanf after giving the Pentagon just 35 hours of advance notice to evacuate the troops safely. In other words, Moscow bombed a friendly U.S. facility in Syria. U.S. military sources note the rise in incidents whereby Russian warplanes fly in threatening proximity to American flights. And these incidents appear to be synchronized with the harassment of Iranian Revolutionary Guard speedboats zooming dangerously close to U.S. warships in the Red Sea and the Gulf. The Pentagon has counted 59 such incidents in recent months. So now there is an expansion of Russian operations in eastern Syria as well. And the Russians are continuing the offensive in eastern Ukraine. But I want to talk about this again. And I am very stunned at how people are thinking about this. Okay, so Finland and Sweden now coming into NATO. Huge sea change, because this sea change goes back even before World War II. I mean, Sweden stayed out of World War II. Finland tried to stay neutral until the Russians invaded them. And basically outgunned 20 to 1 by some estimates. Fended off the entire Russian army. And a guy named Simo Haya, one of the greatest, well, he probably is the greatest sniper in the history of the world, helped to do that. We don't know here in the West how other countries stack up militarily. Finland, coming into NATO, it's the second largest army. People don't know that. Ukraine, the largest Christian nation in Europe, by the way, single-handedly, okay, with their armed forces. Now, I'm going to say single-handedly, but we all know that there are American intelligence assets on the ground. There's American special forces on the ground. We know that. Okay, they don't talk about it, but they're on every continent. They're not going to avoid the biggest war of the last 80 years in Europe. So this is what Ukraine has done to the Russians. Almost 50% of Russian tanks have been destroyed. Of their entire military, almost, and it's approaching right now, a third of all their armored personnel vehicles for their entire military destroyed. 20% of their helicopters, 16% of their aircraft, and about 15% of their artillery. That percentage on the artillery, 50.3%, has been destroyed, that was deployed to the area. Now, what the Russians have figured out is when their supply lines are extended massively, they ran into partisan warfare. And this is what happens in areas of the world that traditionally want to remain free. They will fight partisan warfare, guerrilla warfare, behind enemy lines. But Ukraine has done this as one country. NATO, even with the incompetence in NATO, hasn't yet stood on the line. And Russia, as a peer, has not faced a truly good air force like the Israelis or the United States. Putin has to be counting right now, if he's going to drag this out, what the cost to the Russian Federation is. But clearly there is an attempt to drag the United States in if they're going to move people to a key general to eastern Syria and ramp up operations and start again trying to intimidate the United States. And we aren't even talking about what's going on in Israel yet. Everything all of a sudden went quiet in Israel, which again is a sign to me anyway that they're preparing for something. World War III looms on the horizon. And that brings me now to open source intelligence. Russia has installed floating radar reflectors near Tuzia Spit. So this action appears to show that Russia fears a Ukrainian strike on the bridge, which was built to connect Russia with Crimea. So there are some very clear attacks by the Ukrainian military on Russian logistics. Again, all this serving to just ramp and amp this up. Finland coming in, Sweden coming in, this is all ramping it up. And as one UK general said, this is 1937. In addition to that, a Russian ship allegedly carrying stolen Ukrainian grain was detained by Turkey over the weekend per a request by Ukraine. And also, the Ukrainians are moving on Kherson and Melitopol down in the south. So I want to talk about that part of it, but I also want to talk about the economic part that U.S. liquid natural gas has now overtaken Russian piped gas in European Union for June data. So the Russians now losing some of what was used as leverage again, can be seen to be acting more desperately coming in the next month to 2 months. But the fact that Ukraine has held out this long, military analysts have said they were going to fall in 72 hours, just did not understand the situation on the ground. And really candidly don't understand fourth generation warfare, fifth generation warfare. People have been saying, oh, the narrative coming out of Ukraine is not accurate. It's fifth generation warfare. Of course, they're going to act in their own best interest. So understand it, but also understand that the bigger play, the bigger picture is to try to draw the United States in. And then lastly, from open source intelligence, the Israeli army says it intercepted three drones that were moving toward an offshore gas field. Israel claimed Hezbollah launched the drones and also stated that an escalation is expected in the coming days. So as Iran knows it's about to be attacked, its proxies in Hezbollah, its proxies in Syria are going to ramp up what they're doing. We use the term militia over there, and Iranian militias are groups. Think of these as families, actually, is probably a better way to put it, that have gotten together to intentionally come after Israel. And so it's very decentralized in a lot of ways. You can't know what's about to happen until it does happen, or you get a very, very short time frame. And so Israel just saying this, that in the next few days they expect to ramp up, means that they have pretty good intelligence. It's coming quick. All right. Moving next to And Magazine. Does Joe Biden work for the Chinese Communist Party? Now, as we had Sam Faddis on here a couple weeks ago, Sam alluded to this, that there was going to be evidence coming out really tying Joe Biden even further than the other evidence that had already come out to China, and specifically to Chinese business deals with a Chinese company called the Chinese Energy Fund Committee, or CEFC. The Chinese Energy Fund Committee, interestingly enough, is part of what is known as the Chinese United Front. Now, remember when I've talked about the Maoist insurgency model? There are five parts of it. One of those parts of the Maoist insurgency model is the United Front. One central repository of information and objectives that is spread out through a whole host of organizations. This is what it literally is titled. Okay, so this is Maoist insurgency doctrine, all right? The Chinese United Front is a worldwide effort by Chinese intelligence to buy and co-opt the leadership of target countries. This practice is referred to by the Chinese as elite capture. at the top of the list of nations targeted by the United Front is, unsurprisingly, the United States of America. So Joe Biden, through this business deal in through Sinohawk Holdings LLC, and this voicemail in 2018 is tied directly to a Chinese intelligence influence operation in the United States of America, which is one of the reasons Trump shut down the Chinese embassy down in Texas. Okay, now, a lot of us don't even remember when that happened. But there were a whole host of things that Trump was doing to counter Chinese influence in the United States. And here we have a pretender in the White House right now who is tied directly to a Chinese influence operation, mentioning it literally in a voicemail. And then also through this Sinohawk Holdings LLC, a global investment firm that was seeded with Chinese money. The money came from, you guessed it, the chairman of the CEFC. So a second tie. So as Sam Faddis has been talking about, this blows the lid off of this. And so this is an excellent question. Does Joe Biden work for the Communist Chinese Party? We will find out, I'm sure. I'm going to post this up online here shortly. Travis has been doing a great job keeping up with me. Now, moving to the national front on some of the Supreme Court decisions. I want to go through these so everybody understands them quickly. I just want you to pay attention. I'm going to try to make this as simple as possible. But there were a couple of decisions, I briefly mentioned them, that have a profound effect on education and freedom here in the United States of America. So, this is the ruling out of Maine that I talked about regarding money following the child. In other words, and this is Chief Justice Roberts, by the way, that wrote this, stating that if governments choose to subsidize private schools, they must also, in other words, charter schools, they must also allow families to use taxpayer funds to pay for religious schools. This overturns 100 years of bad law that had gone against the founding fathers and what they believed in for education. So in other words, in each state, it should be set up that your taxpayer money, your property taxes, your sales tax, your income tax, if you pay it, we don't pay it in Washington, but in other states they do, that actually stays in your pocket and you can spend it wherever you want to in whatever school you want to. This is a revolution. This is true education freedom, true education choice. And it's really key to understand we cannot allow that to come into the system so that there's a string attached. So in other words, the money has to be stopped before it comes into the system and put into whatever your school fund is. Critical ruling. And the next ruling that I want to talk about, and I'm going to post these up online too. These come from SCOTUSblog.com. The Second Amendment ruling, there were four more rulings after that, essentially vacating them and remanding them back down. In other words, saying that the ruling was wrong and sending them back down for a new ruling in the lower courts. Based on this analysis, the courts now have to analyze. And by the way, this means that the recent Washington state gun regulations, banning magazines and some of these other things, red flag laws and stuff, are done. They're null and void. Okay. This is what the implication of this is. Courts must first analyze the Second Amendment's text and then consult history to determine whether regulation is consistent with America's tradition of firearm regulation. In other words, it can't just be a one-off regulation back in the colonial times. It has to be a consistent regulation that was understood at the time to comport with the right to bear arms, which means magazine bans were not back then. Red flag laws were not back then. Ghost gun laws were not back then. So all these things are unconstitutional And they sent a lot of them already back down. And so we're going to see what happens here in the next little while. But the bottom line is the liberal gun control agenda has been dealt pretty well a fatal blow. Thank you, Justice Thomas. And then lastly, the EPA, West Virginia v. EPA, the key part about this case is this. This is bigger than just the EPA regulations that were overturned, but this. The major questions doctrine is the idea that Congress, if it wanted to give an administrative agency the power to make decisions of vast economic and political significance, it must say so clearly. In other words, if Congress didn't specifically say so clearly, and something has vast economic and political significance, the agency does not have the power to do this. This guts the EPA. It guts the ATF. It guts the CDC. I mean, just go down the line right here. This is a fantastic ruling. It has massive repercussions for other cases because the precedent here is the major questions doctrine is fully established. So that is another huge win. So a huge win on life, liberty, property, and the ability to defend the same. That sounds like a great thing to celebrate independence for, Travis. What do you think? Amen. All right. Which brings us to the next thing, and that is the city of Orlando apologizes for newsletter bashing Independence Day celebration. See, you have people literally bashing independence. This is a communist thing. They're trying to undermine the very history of this country, what made this country great. They want everybody to think the same, whether it's vaccines or it's gun control. They want everybody to think the same. But our history is one of independence. And that is what we are going to pass on to our children and our grandchildren so that they can also live in peace and prosperity and freedom. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has prayed for us and sent us 4th of July, Independence Day, well wishes. Really, there were a lot of fireworks yesterday, Travis. It was, you know, I know that the Cheweenies were, they were going wild yesterday. I mean, they were not really liking Independence Day that much. So. That's okay. The Cheweenies will learn later. Anyway, so if you get a chance, share with your friends and family, Patriot Radio. Go to Podbean, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes. You can find us on Facebook if you absolutely have to at Patriot Radio US, but we're also on Gab, Getter, MeWe, Truth Social. You can find it at Matt Shea. And we're also having a website built right now, too, for Patriot Radio. And I am proud to announce this. We are partnering with Epoch Times. So if you go to Epoch Times and you use our link, we're going to post this up. I'm going to give this to Travis. He's going to post it up here on the show. If you go to the link and use hashtag Patriot Radio, you will get a massive discount. And Epoch Times, as I've said many times here, is one of the places I go to get news every single day. They're doing a fantastic job over there. So help support two great causes. All right. Been waiting for this guest for a very long time. Super excited about it. Ann Vandersteel. She's the host of Steel Truth and co-chair of the Zelenko Freedom Foundation. And formerly with Your Voice America, is an investigative reporter who has long fought to expose the truth, receiving abhorrent persecution and cancel culture from the left. I mean, just worse than anything I've received, I think, Travis. And fighting against Big Pharma, empowering medical professionals and educating the public in an age of deception. I love that. And thank you so much for joining me today on Patriot Radio, especially considering what happened just last week.
Well, Matt, thank you so much. It's an honor to join you. And of course, we love partnering with our colleagues out here in new media and Patriot Media, people who are truth tellers. And it's just, this is what we have to do, right? We have to continue to work together because we're constantly battling those 4 a.m. fake news media talking points that come at us like a tsunami. But you know what? As bad as things seem right now, there's actually these twinkles of really good things. And I just listened to the last 15 minutes of your broadcast and you really hit the nail on the head talking about the winds coming out of SCOTUS. These are the freedom winds. And this is the wake up call that is ringing the bell of liberty loudly from coast to coast, frankly, around the world. When people finally understand, people create government. God gives us our rights. And the Supreme Court honored that the other day, particularly when it talked about the EPA case and, of course, the SEC case and Roe v. Wade. So it appears that the tide is turning and that screeching sound we hear is Nancy Pelosi as she screams for her cocktail that's going off the bar at the moment. But no,
we're winning
in that department. We're winning.
We are. And we're winning. And in fact, if we weren't winning, they wouldn't have to steal elections. But we'll get to that in a bit. But I want to hear, because you've been through it this last week, and I just want to honor Dr. Zelenko in all your work in regards to getting truth out. It was kind of a blow last week, and we prayed for his family and prayed for him. But tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it truly was. The world lost an incredible human being, somebody who not only everything he did to glorify our one true God. Dr. Zelenko was absolutely a man of faith, and he broadcast that loud and clear in everything he did. Not only did he get thrust onto the world stage and stand in the breach when the bioweapon was released on all of us, thanks to we now know it was our own government that was involved in all of that. But he stood in the breach and he came up with a solution, a protocol that saved millions of lives. And it started because he was seeing thousands of his fellow men and women in his small town in Monroe, New York, of 35,000 people condensed into 1 square mile, getting struck down by this terrible disease. And so he came up with the solution and he made that loud and clear. And it came to President Trump's attention, who brought it to the world's attention. And that forever changed it was a course correction for humanity, Matt. I mean, frankly, the man stood in that breach and he took the onslaught from Big Pharma, who clearly did not want that to be known, that actually hydroxychloroquine killed coronavirus. And Fauci and the team knew about this since 2003. They knew it killed H1N1, the flu, since 2005. Heck, it was their own NIH that studied it and documented it and had it out there, but nobody knew to look. Well, guess what? He not only shined a big bright spotlight in a very dark cabal corner of the big pharmaceutical world, but he also, you know, brought a lot of people to God. He opened up that dialogue. And as you're talking about right now, these are the godly freedoms that have been under assault by the same cabal for over 100 years. And they've been clawing back our freedom and our country since we declared our independence in 1776. So we are on a mission, and Dr. Zelenko's legacy will live on, and it will live on brilliantly through the work of the Zelenko Freedom Foundation, to which I am very honored to have been asked by him to be a co-chair with my esteemed colleague, Kevin Jenkins.
Congratulations on that. And I know you're going to continue his work. And that's the way we honor the memory of freedom fighters like Dr. Zelenko. That's how we do it, is by continuing their work and continuing to get the truth out. Right now, I was looking at a New American article that the New American was detailing a new survey that there are a lot of people that have been negatively affected by the vaccines. We were one of the first shows out there 2 weeks after. We said this is coming from China. We know this right now. We actually detailed ahead of time the lab that was working with China. Now that we know that as fact, it's been accepted. Mm-hmm. That was working with China to help put this stuff along. I think most Americans can't fathom that this would be possible, that our people in our own government would work with our enemies quite literally to unleash things like this on the world. Whether it was accidental or intentional is almost irrelevant right now. The fact is it happened.
It did happen. Ralph Baric was called out by Dr. Zelenko numerous times. Dr. Fauci knew that they were working and funding gain of function research through their tangled web of NGOs, a la Ralph Baric. He knew all this and they lied to cover it up. So whether, you know, we can argue that it might have been an accident, it might not have been. The fact of the matter is they were breaking the law and doing something they should not have been doing, and then they lied to cover it up. So there's a lot of meat to tear off the bone here when you're going to look and assess blame and prosecute and hold people accountable. It's just right now we are at the precipice, Matt, of figuring out whether or not we have the Department of Justice and the courts to actually uphold and prosecute people who have violated the law, specifically and very plainly, crimes against humanity. Dr. David Martin has enumerated numerous USC statutes and codes that have been broken. But I mean, just fundamentally, people being injected with a bioweapon that has not been tested. You're talking about agencies that were stood up with unelected bureaucrats, given the power of the executive, the legislative branch to go and make laws and mandate us to do this. I mean, I can break this down to the 14th Amendment about how we're not, we had our sovereignty stolen back in 1868 after the Civil War. We can break all this down, but these are the truths that people have, that unfortunately have been buried from our textbooks, from our education system. And thanks to Jimmy Carter and his last hurrah, after he bungled the hostage situation in 1979, he stood up the Department of Education. So it's all been a big lie. I mean, so much of everything that's happened to us has been a big lie and a hustle to basically turn us all into annuities for the big medical complex, so that we're buying prescriptions to treat these symptoms and we're learning why we're sick. I mean, it's such a tangled web that it's going to take a while to untangle all this. But the beautiful thing about Dr. Zelenko was he was so simple in his words. And he brought everything back to the fact that we abandoned God and we allowed our lives and we allowed the government to desecrate the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of your sex, whether you were born a man or a woman. They've muddied the waters on so many levels. And God is so confused and twisted on so many things that we lost sight of what was really important, which is our relationship with the divine. And from there, our rights need to be upheld to glorify the man who gave us those rights, our God. And this is what I think Dr. Zelenko did so brilliantly. And he captivated audiences. I've seen him speak many times. And I can tell you, as softly spoken as he is, Matt, you could hear a pin drop in that room and people leaned in because they didn't want to miss a word that he said. So again, what he represents will be carried forward with the Zelenko Freedom Foundation.
I find it so interesting that the people that are saying, you know, hands off my body, they were having their hands all over our bodies and trying to put injections in. And Dr. Zelenko was so humble. He's like, hey, look, use the stuff that works. And oh, by the way, there's something called nutrition. We have a duty to steward this body that God has given us.
It's so simple, isn't it? And again, you know, this is part of the mission. So I'm just going to kind of run through what the Zelenko Freedom Foundation is about here, what we're going to focus on. We're focusing on the future, and it starts with our kids, with Zelenko Fellows. Okay, these are the kids that are coming out of school or still in school that don't have the big picture, whether they've been lied to by academia, or their minds have been poisoned with, you know, CRT, whatever it is. We want to grab these kids in a gentle way and show them alternatives to what can really be in terms of capitalism, in terms of media, in terms of true community development, in terms of incubating companies out there, in terms of public policy and legislation. These are the things the kids have been totally lied to about how it can be. They believe the government owes them a living and that they have to depend on the government in order to survive. That's not true at all. If we are truly to live freely, the government is there to serve us and protect our rights. And again, that has been completely flipped on its head with the youth of today. So we are going to make sure that that message gets honed into the kids. But as far as our community development goes, I mean, you name a city, Matt, pick a city that has been absolutely decimated by establishment policies. I can't even say it's Democrat policies anymore because the Republicans are just as culpable in the situation. Pick your favorite trashed out city.
Seattle
that has
or
fallen
Portland,
through.
Since they're so close.
Okay, Seattle or Portland. Imagine going in there where businesses now are leaving because they're boarded up or they've been burned down or whatever it is. And what's left behind is the dregs, right? People can't really make it anymore. It's a beautiful piece of the country right now. I've been to both cities. It's stunning, but it's sad what's going on down there. Now imagine if you were bringing business in there with new technology, new medical innovative technology, new pharmaceutical and the holistic side of technology, because those technologies were buried or ridiculed by the big pharmaceutical medical industrial complex. You're creating capitalism. And now imagine if you brought in community developers, people that want to actually improve the quality of living for the people that live in these inner cities, the inner city aspects of it. And you're bringing in very low cost housing, but really well built structures. And also you're bringing in media. Perhaps you're bringing in those free televisions that give them really good programming in there, in addition to the cabal programming, because we're not going to limit and censor speech, but at least they get both sides. This is what they haven't gotten. They've never had the both sides to go, you know what? These guys are making a little more sense. And you're seeing that now today in the post-Trump era with the resident in the White House. People are going, you know, I may not have liked his Twitter account, but man, we weren't in this state when he was running the country. So people are starting to see it, and we've got to give them more information to make better decisions. So these are the kinds of things that the Zelenko Freedom Foundation is going to focus on, because we see this as imperative to help restore the republic, which has been absolutely decimated and burned, frankly, down by the establishment.
Well, and this is the gospel of the kingdom. We should be out there building up business owners. We should be claiming those places for the kingdom. We should be taking from the camp of the enemy and putting it into the kingdom. Why are we letting businesses like Amazon and all these businesses we complain about all the time run things when we have so many entrepreneurs that just don't know the truth? And that's what I really appreciated about Dr. Zelenko. He always used primary source documents. And I know you guys are going to be using that going into the future. That's what people, they look at it and they're saying, hey, this can't really be refuted. This isn't what somebody said it is. And so if you could go into a little bit about that, how are you going to help incubate? How are you going to help grow up the next generation, the Isaac and the Jacob generation, into the calling they have for Jesus Christ?
I'm so glad you asked that. So there, as you know, Dr. Zelenko fought an extremely difficult battle with a terminal disease, hit pulmonary arterial sarcoma. It was basically cancer of the artery that connects the heart to the lung. He ended up with a tumor, not only in his heart, but else there was metastases of tumors in his hip and elsewhere in his body. He went through, at the time he was diagnosed, his cancer was mostly found on autopsy tables. There was 10 cases per year on average diagnosed, and all of them were on autopsy. The fact they caught his was, in my opinion, divine intervention at that time, because I believe the divine had bigger plans for him, as we now know when we look back. Hindsight is 2020. So 4 years ago, he was given a terminal sentence. And instead of saying, how am I going to die? He decided, how am I going to live? And he created life again. And he had his eighth child at the time. And, you know, he hasn't looked back. He never looked back from that point on. He looked forward about how he was going to live. So he sought out with several of his business associates the most bleeding edge, leading edge technology out there for cancer treatment. And he prolonged his life by 4 additional years, something that the medical establishment did not think was possible at the time of his diagnosis. In fact, they were utterly convinced of it at the time of his diagnosis. So, you know, these companies that nobody had ever heard of, but that Dr. Zelenko sought out and doing massive research. Like you said, he was a big fan of open source, so much so his own products, the Z-Stack and the Z-Detox and Z-Flu, they're all open source. You can buy the supplements in individual quantities yourself, or you can buy his, but everything is put together. But he tells you how much it is. He tells you how much each ingredient is, how many milligrams, and he allows you to make the choice yourself. So in the spirit of that, what we're going to be doing is talking with these companies and working with them to bring these cancer treating solutions to the public, because these, again, are those same types of solutions and opportunities for people to have their lives prolonged that have been buried by the medical industrial complex. Why? Because it doesn't serve their bottom line. And who are we serving, Matt? Are we serving the bottom line, or are we glorifying our God? And by doing the latter, glorifying our God, we will reap the benefits of his kingdom. He provides for those who glorify him. And this is what Dr. Zelenko lived every single day. I don't think there's any person who ever came across this man that could not agree with that statement. So that is just one piece of what we're doing over at the foundation. It's very, very exciting.
It is very exciting. And the fact that you're bringing young people on board, I love the three-generation model of the Abraham generation, you know, really helping to instruct the Isaac and the Jacob generation, and the Isaac generation really being the doing generation and going out, but also bringing the Jacob generation alongside to mentor them as well as they experience it. you have a model similar to this, and you're doing it right now. I'd like you to talk a little bit about that. And also, if you could give the listeners and those watching today some encouragement that the medical industrial complex is not all knowing and all seeing and just crushing everybody. There are some successes out there. And as we begin to glorify God, like you said, we're going to have more and more successes. We're going to go from victory to victory to victory, as the scripture says.
So, you know, with respect to looking forward and into the future and looking at the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob model, the Zelenko Fellow Program, in my humble opinion, is going to be absolutely critical, because with the initiatives of looking at, you know, Dr. Zelenko, one of the things he said to me, one of the last things he said, and we got it on tape, thank goodness, was that he wants the truth out there like a mantra. And I believe we have that clip playing on our website. He wants the truth out there like a mantra. So truth in media, obviously, I was the host of Steel Truth for 6 years. We just literally shut it down earlier last month in June. And as God closed that door, this opportunity really exploded into something much more than I thought it was going to be. So it was, it's very fortuitous how these things kind of come together, or divine is would be the better way to put it. But the media component, the community development component, the public policy component, these are all areas that our youth really don't know anything about. And what they do know is completely, you know, media to kids is TikTok and Instagram. They don't pay attention to news. They want sound bites and quick, you know, 30-second clips. And that's how they formulate their opinions. Well, we've got to teach these kids, first of all, how to research, how to look at the landscape of what's really going on, and dig a little bit more than just take at face value what they see on the silver screen as real. Because I do believe that these kids I think our kids of today are incredibly smart, but they're being fed poison of the brain. So what we want to teach them is, with some of our media partners, frankly, is to offer these kids opportunities to learn what it's like to be in the media world, to be in the production world, to be on camera, to do the research, to be a total journalist. These are areas that I think are devoid in scope when it comes to the youth. But those same kids of a different set, we want to plug into, like I said, into the public policy arena. Work with people who are writing public policy and legislation, real legislation. For instance, a good friend of mine, and in full disclosure, I sit on his foundation as well, Social Media Freedom Foundation, Jason Fick. Phenomenal interview if you ever want to get connected to him, Matt. He's actually taken on the beast, and he's taking on truth. You know, he's taking out the trash, so to speak, when it comes to the Section 230 Communications Decency Act. He has figured out how to rewrite the entire thing. He's had the blessing of Representative Louis Gohmert, who wrote an amicus brief on his behalf. But more importantly, he's actually solving the problem in truth in social media, IK media. So I'm very excited to see that there's opportunities there for our fellows to engage at that level. And then, of course, the other areas that we're going to be going into, which is the business incubation and teaching these kids true capitalism. And maybe some medical students want to learn from these medical companies that are got bleeding edge technology. Perhaps this will be the area in which they want to go to work. So if we are not worrying about the youth of today, then we're basically personally throwing away our future tomorrow. Because I think you understand, I know your listeners do, the youth of today is basically going to be making decisions for you and I when we're, you know, like Joe Biden, dribbling in a pudding cup somewhere. So this is, unfortunately, the sad reality that we don't have youth that I feel confident can pick up the ball and run with it. But the Zelenko Freedom Foundation will make sure that the youth are getting all the tools they need to be fully educated, to make the right decisions, and understand the fundamentals of freedom, our God-given rights, and how our founders enumerated so brilliantly in this incredible document known as our Constitution.
Amen. And that's why I really love what you're doing. I wanted to have you on for a long time, and I just really appreciate you taking the time today to come on. We're starting a school of governance here. We're starting a school of business here. And this needs to happen everywhere. It's not just one or two people. This has to be a broad movement. Amen?
Amen. And you know what? Let's stay in touch, because, you know, maybe you need a Zelenko fellow, and they would be better for it attending a school like what you're talking about and getting a real education on the foundations of our country. People have taken God for granted for too long, and look at where we have ended up, literally on the skids. I watched a press conference today down in Kinney, Texas. I don't know if you happened to catch it, but it was extremely encouraging. Every single person that got up and spoke, whether they were a sheriff or they were the mayor of the community, or they came from out of state, it didn't matter. They all invoked our Creator's name, and they talked about the significance of why we needed to get back to God. Every single person, I listened to about 10 or 12 people speak, and they're basically saying, we not only need God's help, but we need our governor's help to step in and stop the tide, because Joe Biden's regime has absolutely no intention of stemming the tide of this illegal immigration, and it's devastating their communities down there. So again, an individual like Joe Biden, who is not God-fearing, is letting the rest of this country just go to the wolves, go by the way of the wolves, because, you know, it serves their higher purpose, and it has nothing to do with serving our God.
Amen. We cannot cede any more ground to those that hate America. We just cannot. We cannot afford to. Yeah. Our posterity can't afford us to do that either.
No, we can't, Matt. And I really appreciate what you're doing at the Patriot Radio, because, again, we need thousands of us out here doing what you're doing. We need to reach everybody constantly. And as the Zelenko Freedom Foundation evolves, and as our fellow program grows, I hope that we can put youth in media organizations like yourselves all over the country to learn, so that perhaps they'll stand up their own, whether it's a podcast or a vidcast or whatever it is, or be a support to an established organization. We need to build that, because we haven't had it, but I'm so encouraged by what I've seen over the past several years. I think the media organization and the new media side, people that are conservative, that have Christian values, God value, want to glorify our God, are standing up everywhere because they see the pain. They see the pain that that basically taking all of what God has provided for us for granted for too long has resulted. And Dr. Zelenko was incredibly attuned to that, and he made that his life's work, frankly. If you've listened to him speak, you know he invoked the name of the Creator in everything he discussed. So for that, I'm very grateful. And for you, I appreciate. Thank you so much.
We have a couple minutes left. In those last couple minutes, could you please tell people where they can go to find out more information about the Zelenko Freedom Foundation and how they can get more involved and learn more about you as well?
Well, I would love that opportunity, Matt. Thank you again. So the Zelenko Freedom Foundation, as you all would understand, the passing of Dr. Zelenko was devastating. And while we were working with him face to face about what his wishes were, we put up a website very quickly, which has a wonderful email capture. And we've captured thousands of people who want to stay engaged with us. In fact, tonight we've got our first email going out post his burial. He was just buried on Friday. The family is sitting Shiva, as you might well know, the Jewish custom, it's a Jewish tradition, is to do that. So being mindful of the family's personal space, we wanted to wait give a little bit of time, but they can follow us at zfreedomfoundation.com. And if they go there towards the middle to the bottom of the page, there's an email capture. We'd love to engage. I've already spoken to a lot of the folks. I've called people on the phone because I use that list, and if they want me to reach out, put your phone number and I'll call you. And I've talked to lots and lots of people. And it's just so heartwarming, Matt, to hear how much they love Dr. Zelenko and what he meant to them. And, what's important to them? What do they want to see the foundation do? Because we want this to be a two-way dialogue. That's very, very important. It can't be a one-way dictatorship. That's not how God created our second covenant nation.
Amen. Ann Vandersteel, thank you so much for joining me today on Patriot Radio. God bless you. Keep up the fantastic work, and look forward to having you on again soon. It's so interesting. We live in a time where we can't even define woman. You know what I mean? But we know what the truth is, and we're gonna keep getting that out. Amen.
Amen, Matt. It's all good. It's all good.
All right.
Hey, you know what? No, I was just going to say, the trouble I have with the TSA, some days I tell them I'm identifying as a gay toaster. So how do you want to strip search me today? You're going to plug me in? I have fun with it at this point. You know, I'm flying on Thursday to the Health and Freedom Conference. I'm going to see what they have in store on Thursday. Thanks, Matt.
I hope they smile. At least they get kind of what you're trying to do. I hope they do.
Some do, some don't. Just, it's all good. Thanks again.
All right. Blessings to you. So Ann Vandersteel, the zfreedomfoundation.com, Dr. Zelenko, his passing last week, Ann Vandersteel on with us today, talking about what the foundation has in the future using an Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob model. We talked about that many times here on the show. The idea behind this is that It's not just one generation. It's not just two generations. It's all three generations that establish a nation. And Abraham, particularly, passing on his wisdom to the Isaac generation that's making things happen, which is mentoring the Jacob generation coming up that is learning through mentorship. We need to reclaim mentorship in the United States of America. And as Ann was talking about, in every area of our culture, we're talking business, government, media, arts and entertainment, the family, and even religion. We, right now, here at On Fire Ministries, are starting a school of government, a school of business. We also have a five-fold ministry school that we're going to get off the ground here very shortly. We're going through all these things. If you're interested in any of those, we're interested in finding out more about the ZFreedomFoundation.com and what they're doing. Go there. Come here. Do both. Get involved. There's plenty of opportunity out there to spread the truth to the next generation. And here's the thing. They want to hear the truth. And we're winning. That's why the other side is so desperate right now. We're winning, because they cannot defeat the truth. Our family motto, the Shea family motto, is Vincit Veritas, truth conquers, and it does, because Jesus Christ is the way, is the truth, is the life, and he will always conquer. And so as we talk about honoring God in every single thing we do, that means every single thing we do. He wants us to glorify him, whether we're glorifying him from the pulpit, or we're glorifying him in our business, or we're glorifying him mowing the lawn. He wants us to glorify him in everything. And that means we have so many opportunities out there right now to do this in this time. I'm going to end the show today by reminding you that coming up on July 22nd and 23rd, Chris Overstreet is going to be here at On Fire Ministries in downtown Spokane. We're going to be doing an open air concert, evangelism, outreach into the local community. Please join us here. I'm going to have some times posted up soon. Just mark it on your calendar. It's going to be Friday evening, Saturday day, and we also are probably going to be doing it outside as well on Sunday. This is Matt Shea. May God bless all of you. May he make this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight.